Billy Domingo is the festival director of the Cape Town International Jazz Festival. Billy, I imagine yesterday's meeting was a very difficult one that obviously led to the decision you took to postpone.
Yeah. Good morning to you and your listeners. Yeah, you know, it was, but it wasn't done. I didn't do it on my own. The team was in discussion around this. And you know, in the growing concerns around this virus, it's a pandemic, and everybody has this to take this seriously. And you know, the health and safety of the patrons, the performing artists, service providers, our employees, and the public at large. You know, and to the scale of this thing of 40,000 attendees, this is not taken lightly. We're bringing artists in from Europe. We're bringing artists in from the States. We're bringing artists from around the world, and I think we should look at home and say, how can we contain? We're not experts, but the decision was painful, but it had to be made, I think, and I think the group thinks so as well.
Could the festival not have gone ahead just with the South African contingent of artists? So it might have been a reduced festival, so not necessarily 40 acts that are taking up all five stages, but at least enjoy some of the festivities around the genre of jazz without having the international artists coming through.
Africa, the biggest thing, it's not even, I mentioned the artists because a lot of them come from the areas that now declared no-go zone. It's a concentration of people in it. And even if I had a South African artist and had 50,000 people, I would still put the patrons at risk or possible contamination. And that's something that, you know, until we know more about this, we could not take that risk, not even for 500. In fact, it was one of the first things 3 weeks ago that I looked at saying, why don't we look at just doing this as a national festival, you know, and people, instead of flying, they could drive. But when we looked at the risk analysis, it was too high.
Understandably, many people who have gone ahead and bought tickets, because we know that many of the tickets get snapped up even before you start making announcements of who the artists are, will be wondering, will they be able to get a refund for their tickets?
Yes, because of the postponement, you know, CompuTicket, thank goodness, is geared for this. And so going back to the CompuTicket, which was their source, will definitely be refunding. And even we've come up with innovative ideas to say, you know, listen, if we're going to reschedule this festival, we don't know when, because we don't even know when it's going to peak and what's happening. So I'd really be flippant to say, oh, it's going to be October, November, December. I don't know. But that we're going to have another jazz festival, definitely. And then we were coming up with things of like having 25% discount on an extra ticket and giving R100 food, but just something to say to them, thank you for your support. But that doesn't mean that they cannot go to CompuTicket now. Emil and the boys and girls are waiting, and the refunds will be done.
So you are then considering, if the COVID-19 is under control, certainly within the country and around the world, before the end of 2020, of potentially staging an international jazz festival, at which point do you, as the festival director and committee, decide, actually, let's rather make a big plan in March of 2021?
Well, another interesting question, because there are two things that are factored here. Firstly, we didn't know when this thing's going to peak, if it's going to be this year. Secondly, the venue, the Cape Town International Convention Center, it's the only venue that can host us. And they are booked out right up until our date in March next year. So it's a double-edged sword. We would love to, if we get the green light in... you can trade the world of speak to whatever, then we don't have a venue. And then it gets into seasonality where people say, well, I don't really want to come to a jazz festival in December. I'm going to Marg, you know, wherever we're going. And so those things are being taken into account. So what we've done is we still logged in for March next year. And we'll use that as a target date. Anything prior to that, if we get the clearance, will be a bonus. And as the team is already prepared, we've done all the work. You know, I mean, we've two weeks and somewhat away from moving in. We'll just put that on hold and still maintain that status quo. I hope that made sense.
No, it certainly does, but of course, when you make a decision and there is a spot available in somebody's venue at the CTICC and you decide to bring us an earlier, even smaller version of the Jazz Festival, do let us know. And of course, we'll let Cape Town know and we'll come out and enjoy the music. Thank you very much for joining us this morning, Billy.
Thank you so much, Africa. Thanks for having me.
Billy Domingo, Festival Director of the Cape Town International Jazz Festival. The official line is that the festival has been postponed because of COVID-19. No future date confirmed yet. And as Billy Domingo was indicating, the CTICC is booked out until the date of the Jazz Festival in 2021. But of course, should there be a change in that, he'll certainly let us know and you'll be the first to know.